All right, welcome to the 25th episode of the second season of Charlie and Me. If you are not our friends and family, we have no idea why you're listening, but welcome. If you are our friends and family, we got a fun episode lined up with a good old roommate of ours and maybe some giving opportunities if you're feeling generous.
Yeah, I was gonna say fun and educational.
Yeah, so if you're feeling generous, we got something for you later. But right now, I'm not feeling generous at all, so I'm just going to talk. Charlie, what'd you do this weekend?
No, you want to talk.
Hey, man. I had a fantastic Labor Day weekend. Saturday.
Labor free, I'm hoping.
Pardon me?
Labor free, I'm hoping.
Oh, labor free.
Yeah.
Pretty much labor free. So Saturday went out and went to a nice little bar, a Wisconsin bar, which just, you know, kind of fits. I like Wisconsin bars, but I don't like Wisconsin teams. That being said, their bars are great.
They know how to drink.
They know what they're doing at the bars. It's not a bad place to go. So we went there watching football all day, literally all day. And $4 Coors Lights, couldn't beat it. And then what happened, but rain started a little bit. I was like, man, I'm going to have to get off this patio. This stinks. What do you know? But they come around and they hand out ponchos to everybody standing outside. So you could put on a poncho and you could sit there, drink your beer in the pouring rain, watching college football on TV.
I mean, that just sounds amazing.
It was absolutely beautiful. Like, there's nothing better in the world, nothing more I wanted on Saturday than that exact
it
moment.
It reminds me of, like, the thrill of swimming in the rain. Mm.
It's bigger than the thrill of swimming around. You feel like you're playing with those boys. Even if they're playing in the sunlight, you feel like you're playing because you're sitting there getting soaked. Your shoes are filled. You don't care.
You're grinding it out.
You're grinding it. It was just awesome. There's nothing better than it. Saturday, we played some golf. I played a good front nine. Oh, Sunday, right. I thought Sunday was Saturday. It really threw me off.
I'll totally give it to you.
And then Saturday night, I had three Coors Lights and fell asleep.
Yeah, that was, I was a little disappointed when you told me that.
Yeah.
First off, disappointed that you're on this Coors Light kick.
Well,
betraying our homeland.
I know, but it really came around because I felt like an adult when I ordered it, and the bar didn't have any, and I was like, didn't have any Busch Light. And I was like, okay. And then this was $4. I wasn't going to just start ordering, like, you know, nice beers off the tap when I'm going to be drinking from noon until God knows when.
I'm just saying, we did a whole thing about ranking beer on this podcast with Joe and Mike.
No, I'm well aware. I know exactly what we did. But I'm just saying, if you got to get a second option, it's not bad. Also, there's a lot of places in Illinois that don't have Busch Light when you go to the liquor store.
It's true.
So you can call me out as much as you want, but at the same time,
it's just thinking the crap about it because it's like, you know, Busch Light until I die type, like, you know, ride or die Busch Light.
No, I'm still about the Busch Light lifestyle.
Nah, you just said you felt older and better without it.
But I did feel older and more intelligent when I ordered Coors Light.
Whoa.
I think people looked at me differently because they were
you're throwing the intelligent word around here?
Yeah, well, I mean, girls looked at me differently when I was holding a Coors Light than when I hold a Busch Light.
I think we need to do a case study on this.
If we have any friends in, like, marketing that could just get us in a room and just have one guy holding a Busch Light and just rank his coolness.
And then another guy with a Coors Light.
No, just the exact same person twice and, like, just two different beers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the guy who drinks the guy who drinks the Busch Light just pours it over his chest and doesn't drink it.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
You know he's got a beer gut.
I think I just came up with a great ad for Busch Light right there. Now I think about it.
Busch.
Just, oh man. I love it. All right. Anyway.
Yeah, no, I just want to add, though, on that, like, guy we played golf with on Sunday. What would you guys age, like, 60, 61, somewhere around there?
Probably early 60s, maybe late 60s, actually.
But he was a stick.
Yeah, the guy wasn't even swinging hard, and he's just out there poking it everywhere he wants it to go.
Quote from him, yeah, just poking around now.
He literally just pokes it around.
But I think my mental scoring system, I had him about 78.
Yeah, and
on this course, it's pretty tough course. It's a fair course.
Yeah, I was
not a muni or anything.
I got dragged around, but
that was a good round. After that round, then I went and watched my cousin play soccer. Pulled out the dub. I'm not gonna say it's because of me, but I wasn't there the first two games. I lost those, but I was there for the third one. But I was watching, and I was hearing the parents yell, like, "Oh, come on, VSA!" I'm like, "Whoa, there's a VSA in Des Moines, like a soccer club in Des Moines." Like, did these two teams come from Des Moines all the way to Chicago to play soccer and end up playing each other? And the answer is yes. Yes, they did.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, so, I mean, I know they didn't come just for that game, but it was still, they drove 5.5 hours and ended up playing each other.
To drive home.
I asked. I had a question session with my cousin afterward. That I had a lot of questions. I was watching soccer brought up some memories.
You run them to the Wonderlic out here.
Get some things. They were staying that night as well, and then they were driving home Monday morning.
All right. Well, that's not terrible then.
I was gonna say they were gonna get home until like 1 o'clock, but that was an interesting sports complex. There's so many fields. It's sized up. I just didn't think about it, but it's just sized up for Iowa.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, but so many kids and so many parents, and I was like, whoa, this is not my lifestyle right now. Going to soccer games every weekend.
That does not sound like my lifestyle at all.
But it was a lot of fun. I'm glad I got to go and watch him play. Plays defense, so he's already a little, I can already tell he's a little, but
he's probably listening to this.
Hopefully.
This is like PG-13. Yeah, I hope he's not. All right, wait, how old are you in 8th grade? 13?
I got my permit in 8th grade, so 14. 13 to 14.
Oh, I guess I would have been 14 then, too. Huh, well, I guess he can listen. Whatever your name is, I hope you're listening.
But yeah, I used to give him a bunch of crap when he was younger for playing left bench. That was our joke. Keeping the left bench warm. It's an important job. Someone's got to do it. But I gotta digress. You can jump in here any minute.
Charlie, tell me about eye rolling. You get something about eye rolling.
Oh, man. I can't remember what I was going to say about this. I just remember, I was going to start off with a question. Do you eye roll, like, yourself? When people say something, do you eye roll?
No. I pretty much stare blankly at people if they say something I don't like.
Do you think it's a gender thing? Like, I'm not trying to get
I mean, like, my sister eye rolls, if that's what you're trying to get at.
Eyeball test. Like, I feel like more women eye roll than men.
Ooh. Wow, we're going to go on a real women rant here, too, because my next one's... I'm not trying to rant. My next thing I wanted to go on had something to do with women as well. But maybe. You might be right. You might be onto something.
Because I asked someone a question today.
You can post a little Twitter poll on it.
Just gave the biggest eye roll, and I was like... But then I like just pretty much dropped it, but I went to deep thought into, do I eye roll? I feel like I kind of do that.
I mean, I think it's kind of rude usually, but...
Oh, yeah.
It's one thing if it's like satirical, but...
Being rude doesn't stop me from doing other things.
True, true.
But yeah, so I was just in a deep stoop about that one. I was like, do I eye roll?
I don't think that I eye roll, but I guess I
think it's going to be a rare, like a blue moon type of thing when I do.
Yeah, it's probably happened, but I don't know that I do it all the time, so...
I just think it's uncomfortable. If my contacts move a little bit, and then I gotta blink them back into spot...
Oh yeah, I don't have that problem.
Inconvenience.
So mine...
You had an Oxford comma situation.
Yeah, so, weird. I never realized how many people liked the Oxford comma until I put it on my... I don't
Are
like
you cool. Are you one of those people?
I don't know. I put it on my Bumble and said, yeah, I dislike the use of the Oxford comma.
You dislike it?
I hate the Oxford comma.
You're anti-Oxford?
I can't use it in reports at work, so I just don't use it anymore.
I can't believe I'm friends with you.
I hate the Oxford comma.
It's such a deal breaker.
It's literally, I've gotten that like 15 times now. So I put it on my Bumble, and apparently like every girl and their mom...
They're big Oxford
comma people, and I don't like the Oxford comma, and they're like, is that serious? Might be a deal breaker. And I'm like, if that's a deal breaker, then I'm out. I never needed that to begin with. But yeah, literally, I guess the Oxford comma is the new hot thing.
There's, I don't know which one I'm more surprised about, that you're anti-Oxford or that you put it on your Bumble.
I did it because I saw one person had it. Like when the first person, when I saw the first person had it, I was like, "This is funny. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it against it." And then I was like, "Oh shit! Like everybody has it.
Everyone puts it. It's like one of those things."
Is it? Did it? Like, dude, are we missing something?
It's an office quote, and then the Oxford comma stands.
Yeah, yeah. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott, or I'm the look, just a Pam looking for my gym.
Yeah.
Or just a legend looking for my Ben Wyatt.
That's every fourth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I never watched Game of Thrones. I've seen it like twice.
Yeah, that was bigger when Game of Thrones was still airing.
Yeah, but...
It's like a badge of honor. I never watched Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I pray for your poor soul.
That's too bad. I never read Harry Potter, but I don't tell everyone that.
Bless you, young child.
I mean, I didn't really watch either, so I can't talk. But
yeah,
I digress. No Oxford comma.
I'm surprised. I'm an Oxford guy myself.
I just don't. I don't like it. Now that after I just got to not use it at work, I just stopped using it in general.
I think it's just clean. Just,
yeah, but you're also a double space guy after a sentence.
It's quicker than hitting the period.
Oh, do you do it when you type a paper too?
Yeah.
Oh fuck, that's so annoying.
What? That's what you're supposed, that's proper.
No, it's not. Mechanics. That's not proper mechanics. You're taking too much space.
No, the proper mechanics after a sentence is two spaces.
That's not true. That's not true. We need to have an English major on here. Who do we know that knows English really well?
It's spaghetti and meatballs.
No.
These things are spaghetti and meatballs.
Do you
my aunt's an English teacher?
Space twice. We'll have her on next week. Do you space twice after a period? Unless you're typing on an actual typewriter, you no longer have to put two spaces after a period. Unless you are typing on an actual typewriter, you no longer have to put two spaces after a period.
I always use the typewriter.
Oh, you use a typewriter?
Yeah, I said proper mechanics, typewriter mechanics.
Oh, fuck, are you kidding me? Have you ever used a fucking typewriter?
Yeah, I have actually. How proper is a typewriter? The typewriter is like the definition of proper.
Oh, bullshit.
We're going old English here.
Proper. This is nonsense.
I've never proved more right in my life.
This is not... No, fuck no. You don't have to do it anymore.
I'm proper.
You could be a little proper prissy bitch. Sure, go ahead.
Sounds like you're a little defensive because you're wrong.
I'm right.
No,
you no proper. Longer have to do it.
Proper.
That's not proper. You know. You don't have to do it anymore. You're fine.
Typewriter and proper synonyms.
But typewriters don't exist, so you can be proper until you don't exist anymore, Charlie. That's fine with me.
My aunt has one in her front stoop.
That's great, but do you use it every day?
This is it Fahrenheit 451.
I'm going to make it Fahrenheit. I'm going to freaking burn this podcast.
Burn, baby, burn.
Oh, all right, we have a podium.
This is just so typical of us right there.
All
right,
since we're fired up, we're doing the podium of grill foods.
Grill foods. I go first.
No, I'm going first. My first one is pizza.
Beer can chicken.
All right.
A little paprika, salt, and pepper, soaked with a nice Bud Diesel can of beer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That sounds pretty good, actually. Mm. I can go for that right now.
Uh-huh.
Pizza. I said pizza. You ever grilled a pizza?
I have all those foods to choose from. You're choosing pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm a pizza guy, and you're choosing pizza.
You ever grilled a pizza on charcoal?
Yes.
It's heavenly.
It's called going to camp.
That's what I'm saying, dude. It's fucking great. I don't know. What do you mean I'm choosing pizza? Pizza was great.
Grill foods.
Let's not make this an angry podcast.
Pizza.
What? I got more on here. I got a couple other ones that you're going to be thrown off with, too.
My second one. Brisket. Oh, just
okay.
All day.
You're just grilling the biscuit? Are you... Yeah, you're just grilling it?
Oh, I heard you say biscuit.
I'm like brisket.
Brisket, yeah. Grill and smoke.
Your dad's got a smoker, you're not going to grill it?
You can put it on grill mode, too.
Why don't you just smoke it, and then it'll be tender. More tender.
You do both. You smoke, and then you finish with the grill.
I'm going with hot dogs.
Okay, I'm proud of you for that pick.
Because I love hot dogs.
I needed you to say that pick.
Yeah, I was saying hot dogs no matter what. I was really glad that wasn't your second one, so I was going to be really thrown off. But hot dogs are just my jam. Doesn't matter what. I can microwave them, grill them. But grilled hot dogs are amazing.
If I had the choice, I'd have a grilled hot dog in a microwave, but...
That's one thing about the ballpark. The ones you have at the ballpark, like, if they had an open fire grill actually grilling them, oh, man, I'd be so fat rolling out of the ballpark.
It's every second inning going against...
Yeah, hey, yo, I'm just going to get 5 hot dogs. You want one? Yeah, okay, I'll make it 10.
Yeah, so you want an order? I'm getting 5 on order. That's a good pick. My last one is corn. If you leave it in the husk... All right. The corn.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's a good one, I guess. I like it boiled more, but I get the grilled corn.
I eat it boiled more, but I feel like sometimes the grilled corn's a treat.
Sure. I could see it.
Like at the fair, you just get the corn on the cob.
Yeah.
The grilled.
I never got the corn at the fair because it was always too messy. I didn't want people to see me eating.
Turkey leg in the other.
I never had a turkey leg either. I usually just got like a funnel cake when I was at the fair in the ice cream bar.
I was funnel cake, root beer float, and then
in the craft beer tent.
and mini donuts on the way out.
All right, I can see it. My last one, another little bit of a weird one, but grilled asparagus.
That is delicious.
You put some olive oil, you shake it up with some sugar, or pardon me, sugar. Salt and pepper, and then you grill it. Oh, man.
I'm proud of us for putting a couple of veggies in there.
Poke me and call me a muffin. That's good stuff.
That's weird, dude.
I think you poke muffins, right? Yeah, you poke them to see if they're done.
Yep, toothpick. Or you can use a fork, same thing.
You got any honorable mentions before we cut into the interview?
I mean, there's the obvious, like, hamburger. We didn't touch that, but...
Yeah, hamburger and brat. Like, yeah, that's just a classic Labor Day celebration, you know? Yeah.
Baked beans. You know, grilled baked beans. Kind of the same thing, like, doing your fire.
Like, in a can?
Just put a can of beans on the fire.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's okay. But that's just, like, a can of baked beans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's good, but you're really just heating it up at the end of the day.
And... Yeah. That just reminds me of, senior spring break. Just hot dogs and beans is like all I ate for lunch for like 3 days.
I mean, you don't need anything else. It's all the sustenance you need in life. One meal a day, and it's hot dog and beans. That's all I need.
We had two meals a day.
Well,
I eat 3 full meals a day there. We're burning so many calories.
I don't know that I eat 3 full meals a day like anytime anymore. But
but back then.
Well, yeah, then, but anyway, I digress. No one wants to hear about our eating habits. Let's jump into the interview. We have Chase Graff on, and it should be a fun one.
Graff.
All right, now we welcome on a good friend of Charlie and me's. I'm going to do it again.
You did it well.
Every time. Chase Graff. Chase actually lived with Charlie and I for 2 years?
No, it must have only been one.
Only one?
So many good memories, just seems like two.
Yeah, they just really added up, so it's tough to tell. So, lived 1 year, I guess, but, you know, not to knock it down at all. Chase?
I mean,
We are brothers, aren't we?
Yeah.
I
think after a Christmas card photo, we're definitely brothers.
Yeah, we have a Christmas card photo out there somewhere. We started an LLC. Pretty much, there's a lot going on in this relationship, and no one needs to know about it. So, Chase, welcome on.
Thank you.
We'll start with the question we ask everyone when we start, and I feel like you should have a plethora of these, but what's your favorite Charlie and me moment?
You know, wait, you mean from the podcast?
So
what is my favorite memory?
It does not have to be from the podcast, no.
Okay. You know, I can think of one specific time back when we were all living together in the LGC, and we just decided to have a boys' night, and picked up a bunch of Four Loko, played a lot of beer pong.
That sounds about right.
Plenty of tomfoolery. like,
if my memory serves me correct, someone left that boys' night to go hang out with a female.
Oh, that sucks. Who was that?
But honestly, I don't know. I just remember giving Sam a bunch of crap for leaving. We'll blame Sam.
Do you remember that, Chase?
Who left?
That might have been you.
No, it couldn't have been me. I just said that was my memory with you guys.
Nah, I don't think it was me. Unlikely me.
Yeah.
I would never leave a boys' night.
I remember just all of us sitting on the couch. You're so right, and just be like, Boys night.
And then it was decided. Had to make a quick run to the liquor store.
Oh yeah.
Tonight, no females allowed.
You know, I think the worst part about that entire situation is that Charlie and I were the only two that were of age to drink.
We're getting Four Loko. I love our choice.
And so all we were doing was just, you know, basically supplying to minors for a solid year of our life.
Great, they didn't know that until you just said it.
Yeah, it was the statute of limitations. We're fine.
Anyone could have supplied there.
You know, that makes me think a lot of people might be concerned about, you know, an underclassman living with upperclassmen, that they would have a bad influence on them. It seems the other way around, that we were kind of the bad influence on you, pushing you to do Four Loko nights.
100%. I think that we were actually the good influence on you guys. We were really shaping you guys into the future of America. Kind of like teachers.
We're all much more refined.
Well, we're fine. You drink wine now.
Yes. Wine guys.
Wine guys.
Wine guys. Also born in the LJC.
We have a wine club if you want to join.
But anyway, so, Chase, I hear you're running Twin Cities Marathon. When did you decide to do that?
Well, it had been in the back of my mind for quite some time. You know, a lot of guys sign up for a marathon, and then after they finish running cross country for St. Thomas, and usually you guys do Grandma's Marathon in Duluth, but I just didn't see that one as very enticing. So Twin Cities just is much more appealing to me. So I made the final commitment early August sometime. So I'm excited. My first marathon.
You saw enough people struggling up Summit those years of while we'd go run around while people were racing. And
yeah.
You saw how much fun they were having going up Summit. You're like, I gotta do that myself.
Finish that great last 5 miles straight uphill. Can't wait.
I know that rally like the back of my hands.
Home court advantage right there.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
So, explain a little bit the charity that you're running for.
Yeah, so I thought it'd be a good idea also that people get inspired by running marathons and like to sponsor them. So I've been working with See Them Grow Foundation that I was introduced to late this winter, early spring. It operates mostly in Uganda, Luka, Uganda, really poor district there, mostly known for sugarcane growing. So See Them Grow Foundation was founded by Charles Morgan Casitu, who graduated from St. Thomas in 2011.
Okay.
I got to meet him this spring too, so that's what really solidified my involvement with them. And yeah, I've been working really hard on raising funds for them. The marathon is really a stepping stone. That's more of a personal thing that, you know, I was a committed runner, so wanted to run a marathon. But the main goal with See Them Grow right now is to raise enough funds to build a school in Luka. And then we have a team of 30 people worldwide working on that. And then the hope is to climb Mount Kilimanjaro in February as another way to raise awareness and get some funds for See Them Grow Foundation.
Okay. That's okay, go ahead, Charlie.
Oh, sorry. It sounds like an amazing cause. I know I've seen you post on social media about it. So yeah, if you're interested, go ahead and look Chase up, and I'm sure the links that are posted on your social media.
You want to drop your Insta real quick?
Yeah, it's Groff Chase. Groff Chase 20.
Groff Chase 20. Graff Chase 20. Is that because you're forever 20?
Forever 20, yeah.
You should open a store and call it Forever 20 and just put yourself next to Forever 21s and then run as a non-profit and donate all the money.
Exactly.
I got your back. I know some good accounting tricks we can help you out with.
I'll need some help with that.
So, I do also want to highlight that. I think, I mean, we're a very self-centered podcast because we were named after Charlie. So, I think that we pretty much pushed you to get over the edge in your funding on that 26 miles. Just saying.
I didn't appreciate the full social force of the podcast enough. I think you guys really set the tipping point. After you guys donated, got involved, tons of people jumped on the bandwagon.
Yeah, so. Just saying. Not a big deal or anything. We got like 60 followers. It's a pretty big deal. Although we did tell a couple of people that they we called them poor names and said that they should probably donate to this, and they just did it anyway. So we got you back.
We're influencers,
you know. You gotta do what you gotta do.
You gotta do what you gotta do. Influence runs in many directions.
I have one more like running related question while we're on the topic, kind of.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So everyone talks about like the running high. I want to hear your expectation for the kind of high you're gonna have after this marathon.
Hey, we'll have you on afterwards to confirm.
Yeah. I want you to set your own bar of highness.
I'm thinking on a scale of like one to Kilimanjaro, I'm gonna be like
that's pretty high, man.
Yeah. Ooh.
I'm gonna be buzzed like a Saturday night at the O'Gara shanty.
Oh wow. That's a buzz. I don't know. A lot of those buzzes I never came back from.
Is O'Gara still around?
No, they tore it down.
I thought.
They're rebuilding.
Rest in peace, though.
Pour one out.
Yeah, the real O'Gara's is gone. There's no more real OGs.
So.
That's pretty sad. So, going off that, that's a good segue, talking about O'Gara's. What is your favorite experience living in the Lincoln Gentlemen's Club, or the LGC, as everyone knows it? I mean, how would you just define the experience if you walk into an interview and they say, what was your college house like?
Well,
the best.
I just wrapped up, just moved out, spent 3 years there. I think to sum it up, I'd have to say LGC was just, you know, a place for the people, community gathering spot.
That is good. Place of the people.
It is whatever the people want. That is 100% true. The saddest thing was I don't think we could have ever locked the doors effectively because everyone knew how to get in. So
the locks were just for show.
Exactly.
I will say it beat carrying keys around having those electronic locks.
Yeah, it was nice, but everyone just typed in the code and let themselves in. I think I let myself in once or twice after graduation too, so I can't really say anything. But
yeah, there was definitely a day I remember we both together. We walked, no one was home. You guys were at a meet, no one was home, so we just walked in down the basement.
Yeah, but there was something I left there that I was looking for.
Oh, we were there for a reason.
Yeah, it's not like we didn't just like walk in for no reason.
Yeah, I think you guys asked permission. You're like, let us know.
No, don't. Yeah. Don't make it sound like we were nice about it.
I have to ask.
I think there's a clause in the lease that once you live there, you have kind of squatter's rights for the rest of your life.
100%. Because, like, I'm sure some of my stuff is still there.
Tradition never graduates, man.
Yeah. I'm sure some of my pee is still in that basement sink.
I might have some couches still there.
There was a clean out. Unfortunately, there was a big clean out this year.
Oh, they had to clean it out?
A lot of the memorabilia went away. But
really? Who cleaned it out?
Jacob did a lot of it, surprisingly.
Of the
basement? He got a dumpster and just was like tossing shit.
Of the basement?
All over.
Is the banner still there with everyone's signature?
Yeah, that's still there.
Okay.
Oh, of course.
What about the really creepy booth in the corner?
Oh, it's creepier than ever.
It's still there? All right.
Oh, still there.
Honestly, those are the only things I was worried about.
What, Creep Reef?
Creep Reef. It's Freak Reef. Oh, it's Freak Reef.
I think it's better to call it Freak, yeah.
So, what are you up to now? Like, now that you've graduated, you know, moved out of LGC, what's on the docket?
I'm living a business lifestyle. Just moved to Minneapolis, Loring Park, just right outside downtown, pretty close to Uptown. And I go to work in North Minneapolis, working at Coloplast. Spend my days talking on the phone, consulting people about their colostomy issues.
Wait.
Hold on.
We're going to take a quick pause on that one.
Yeah, go for it.
What's a
So say you get like colon cancer or some other condition. You might have a surgery where a part of your colon is removed, and then they reroute it to come just out the front of your belly.
Oh.
So poop no longer comes out of where you're used to. It comes just right out of your belly. And so you have to wear a bag to catch it.
So you used to talk people through that?
Yep, I talked people through that.
So did you come on this podcast pretty much just to like look like a saint?
You know, I wouldn't say it's holy, but
oh, I love it. What else? Holy.
Nice.
I have a question though, like how much of that can like you explain over the phone? Like I feel like that'd be like more of a hands-on type of thing.
what I'm helping, I'm just telling them there's a lot of variations on
the fit
of the product that they wear.
Okay.
That I'm consulting them with.
That's fair. And we are not trying to take this issue.
No, I just have genuine questions.
Yeah, like, genuine questions. We're just immature people, and we know that. So anyone who calls us out, we already know we're immature. Sorry.
It wasn't something I thought very much about before I started there.
Yeah, dude, I saw electricity, so I don't know.
what do you miss most about being in college now that you're in the business world?
You know, I'd say it was a blessing and a curse, the flexible schedule of college. You go to class, then have a break. Go to class, have a break, then go to practice, have a break, then gotta go do some other thing.
Go to sleep.
Yeah.
Wake up.
Every time he says break, I just said nap.
Yeah, nap.
It's a blessing and a curse, because it's a fun lifestyle, but also sometimes was just a bit much that you felt like you didn't have any regularity. Couldn't get any sleep that way. But
I stay pretty regular, but I eat a lot of fiber.
Just farting his way through the day.
Grand news.
5 o'clock, time to fart.
Yeah, dude. I get it, though. Definitely the one of the strangest things about moving into the real world was the real schedule, and then you're actually really tired when you get home at like 5 o'clock and or 6 o'clock, and you're just like, holy shit, this sucks. But I digress. Charlie's got one more question for you, then we'll bust into a little spelling bee, and we'll let you get in your way.
All right, let's do it.
Last question we ask every guest is: if you were to get a tattoo right now, what would it be, and where would you put it?
Charlie's face is an option. You can use Charlie's face.
I want to... It doesn't even have to be on me.
It has to be on you, though, yeah.
You know what? I think I just... I don't want to hesitate here. I'm just going to go with the gut feeling and say, like a USA on the right ass cheek.
Nice.
Patriotic.
Yeah.
That's a good spot for tattoos. I'd agree. All right. We'll bust in the spelling bee here. So, basically, if you can spell two words right, you'll win or tie.
I'm against Charlie.
Against Charlie. Charlie.
Notoriously good speller here.
Your first word is transformational.
Transformation. Oh, all right, ready?
Go ahead.
TransformationalT.
Yeah, wow, good job, Charlie. I thought that one was gonna get you. Chase, your first word is let's go with, you're gonna like this one. Inhaled. Inhaled. Like he inhaled deeply.
I-N-H-A-L-E. Inhale.
I'm not sure. Did he? Yeah, I'm gonna give that one to you because I said inhaled, not inhale. So, I'm gonna give you that one though, because it makes sense. Charlie, your next word. Are you ready?
Ready, Freddy.
This is a really easy paper. I'm not sure why I selected this one. Specific. Oh, I can see you spelling this one wrong.
I'm not confident. Oh, it's definitely not that. Okay. Oh, shnikes. That can't be right. S-P-E-C-I-F-I-C?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that just looks wrong.
Yeah, I know. That's why I thought you were going to spell it wrong. Damn it.
It looked wrong.
All right, Chase. I almost called you Chance. Sorry. here's for the tie. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Real tough one. Chickadee.
Can you use that in a sentence? Are you making that up?
The hurried song of the chickadee rang out.
All right. C-H-I-C-K-D-E-E. Chickadee.
You missed an A, man.
There's an A. Yes.
Oh, shoot.
You got really close. So I'm pretty surprised.
I went too fast.
Yeah, you got to slow down. Charlie writes them all down because he's a nerd.
I thought that was cheating.
No, excuse me, it's cheating.
Yeah, we encourage a little bit of cheating around here.
I don't ever tell people I write them down. I just do it.
If you would listen to past ones, I tell everyone that he writes them down. Afterwards, of course, though.
Oh, it's always a surprise at the end.
Well, Chase, you got any last questions for us before we let you go?
You know, when am I going to see you next?
I don't know. Come to Chicago. You can see us whenever.
Come to Minneapolis.
I might be making a trip in 2 weeks to Minneapolis.
All right.
My spirit's always there, so.
The spirit of Grant Study.
Anytime you walk into a bar, just think of me.
Always do.
Just dribble one.
Your picture's on the wall saying, never allowed.
Never allowed back. Grant Study.
That's play like fair. A champ today. Slap Grant's face.
I love it. Bar. All right, Chase. Thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that was our good friend Chase, former roommate, all that jazz.
I got kind of worried when he said Jacob did a cleanup.
I was a little concerned too.
There's a lot of things I want to ask about.
There's a lot of things I wanted to take off air too.
Is the Beer Olympics trophy still there?
Oh, that's right.
Is that beer pong flag still there?
Man, there's probably a lot of things. Are they all, well, do they all evolve around beer?
No, the conference championship banner.
Yeah, we might have stolen a lot of things from the school.
That we just found. I remember that's like one of those bro afternoons. We were just digging around, and then, boom.
Was that in the locker room?
No, it was in the bottom shelf, second floor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we just pulled some drawers open, and like, what's this? It looked like a tarp, and then unfolded. It was like, St. Thomas, Maya Conference Championships, men's cross country, 1962, 63.
Yeah, from no time when we were there.
Yeah, no, we didn't really contribute to that one.
Yeah, fun interview though, and definitely if any of you guys have some time, check out See Them Grow. Good organization. I know he's done a lot of work with it, and he's very proud of it, so check it out.
Props to him for continuing to post that stuff. At least for me, I know I'll be self-conscious a little bit of constantly. I don't like being on social media in general, so. But yeah, he's definitely out there. He's being a flag bearer for the cause. It's awesome.
Yep, he's definitely out there soliciting. So, Chase, keep on soliciting people.
You You tell him, Grant. Way to go.
Let's wrap up with some quotes here. Charlie, go ahead.
Prove them wrong. By Anonymous.
Ooh, all right. If you can't communicate, it's like winking at a girl in the dark. Nothing happens. Warren Buffett.
Deuces.
Deuces.